Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. What's the farthest you've ever run? 5 miles? 10 miles? Maybe if you're a marathoner, 26? Imagine running 600 miles with only minimal stops for food and rest, and barefoot. That's the distance covered in one known instance, not by a modern-day sports extremist, but by a member of a little-known Indian tribe in northern Mexico. The man's name went unrecorded, but his accomplishment of running 600 miles in 5 days was witnessed by anthropologist Wendell C. Bennett in the 1930s. The man was a member of the Tarahumara tribe of Chihuahua, Mexico. The Tarahumara lived just a day's drive south of El Paso, Texas, in a region of Mexico known locally as the Barrancas. The Barrancas are actually a series of gorges longer, deeper, and more extensive than the Grand Canyon. It's in this terrain that the Tarahumara, over the centuries, have developed their ability to run. Tarahumara children grow up dashing from town to town as messengers. The adults engage in team races that sometimes last for days. The very name the Tarahumara have for themselves, Raramuri, means fleet-footed or foot runner. During his 1930s study, Bennett noted that Tarahumara men often used their running skills to hunt deer. Though they could never outrun the deer in a sprint, they could track it to exhaustion. A tribesman, Bennett wrote, would chase a deer for days until the animal collapsed, its hooves worn to a stump. Unfortunately, the Tarahumara are one of the poorest ethnic groups in Mexico. Because most of them live off the land, they are severely affected by the droughts that periodically hit the region. Yet in the eyes of many runners today, they retain an almost mythical status as athletes. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.